Recipes. This month's recipes come from members of the National Federation of the Blind of Utah. Simple Swedish Meatballs by Bill and Sandy Gibson. Bill Gibson is the director of the Utah State Division of Services for the Blind and Visually Impaired. He is also the newly elected treasurer of the Weber Davis chapter of the NFB of Utah. Bill and Sandy are the parents of 5 children. They also have a few cows in their backyard, otherwise known as a pasture. Ingredients: 2 pounds lean hamburger, 2 eggs, 1/2 cup unflavored cracker or breadcrumbs, 1/2 teaspoon grated fresh nutmeg or more to taste, dash salt, dash pepper, PAM or other nonstick cooking spray, 3 tablespoons oil, 1 can Campbell's condensed cream of mushroom soup, 3/4 soup can of milk. Use evaporated milk for a richer taste. Method: mix the first 6 ingredients together until well combined. Form into balls. Coat a skillet with cooking spray, then add the oil and preheat. When oil is hot, slip the meatballs into the pan and turn with spoons to brown on all sides. Reduce the heat and drain excess oil if necessary. While browning meat, combine condensed soup and milk. Pour mixture over meatballs. Simmer for 20 to 30 minutes, depending on the size of the meatballs. If you like a thicker gravy, leave the lid off. Covering the pan for part or all of the simmering time will result in a thinner sauce. For more gravy, add more soup and milk. Serve over hot cooked noodles or hot mashed potatoes. Great served with peas. Utah Sheet Cake by Jerry Neely. Jerry Neely was elected president of the Weber Davis chapter of the NFB of Utah in March of 2009 after attending a membership seminar at the National Center for the Blind. Jerry took what he learned at the membership seminar to heart and increased his chapter membership from 7 to 34 in 2 months. He and his wife Julie are the proud parents of a son, Daniel. Ingredients: 2 cups self-rising flour, 2 cups white sugar, 2 sticks butter, 1 cup water, 4 tablespoons cocoa, 2 eggs, 1/2 cup sour cream. Method: combine self-rising flour and sugar. In a saucepan, bring to a boil butter, water, and cocoa. Remove from heat and beat into the flour and sugar. Add eggs and sour cream and mix well. Pour batter into a well-greased 9x13-inch pan and bake for 25 minutes at 350 degrees. Do not overbake. Frosting ingredients: 1 stick butter, 4 tablespoons cocoa, 6 tablespoons milk, 1 pound confectionery sugar, 1 teaspoon vanilla extract, 2 cups pecans, chopped, optional. Method: over low heat combine butter, cocoa, and milk. Blend by stirring constantly until mixture is homogeneous. Remove from heat and stir in vanilla extract and enough confectionery sugar to make the frosting spreading consistency. If you like nuts, you can add chopped pecans. Pour over cake while it is still hot. Fiesta Chicken Rice Bake by Chris Cox. Chris Cox is the executive director of the Department of Workforce Services for the state of Utah, which is a cabinet position. She is also a member of the board of directors of the NFB of Utah. Chris and Randy have 2 boys, Tanner and Riley. Ingredients: 1 can condensed cream of chicken soup, 1 cup Pace thick and chunky salsa, 1/2 cup water, 1 cup corn, 3/4 cup uncooked white rice, 4 chicken breast halves, paprika, 1/2 to 1 cup shredded cheese. Method: in a 2-quart baking dish, mix soup, salsa, water, corn, and rice. Place chicken on top. Sprinkle with paprika. Cover and bake at 375 degrees for 45 minutes. Sprinkle with cheese. Irish-style pot roast by Everett Bacon. Everett Bacon serves as president of the Salt Lake chapter and as a member of the board of directors of the NFB of Utah. He is a technology specialist with a master's degree in rehabilitation teaching. He is married to Dr. Angela Peters. Ingredients: 1 4 or 5 pound rump roast, 1 tablespoon all-purpose flour, 1 teaspoon salt, 1 teaspoon pepper, 6 medium potatoes, washed, peeled, and quartered, 3 carrots, sliced, 1 onion finely chopped, 1 12-ounce canned stewed tomatoes, a sprig of fresh dill weed, 1 head green cabbage cut into moon-shaped wedges, 1 16-ounce bottle Guinness Draft. Method: you can cook this roast in a crock pot or a Dutch oven. Combine flour, salt, and pepper on a large plate or cutting board and dredge all sides of roast in the flour mixture. In a frying pan or the Dutch oven, cook roast on all sides until it is lightly browned. Layer potatoes, carrots, and onions in bottom of crock pot. Place roast on top and pour tomatoes over it and sprinkle with dillweed. Arrange cabbage wedges on top and pour Guinness over all. Cover and cook on low in the crock pot for 8 to 10 hours, or on high or in oven at 300 for 4 to 5 hours. Serves 4 to 6 people. Don't worry, the alcohol is cooked out of the dish. 5-Minute Microwave Caramel Popcorn by Marla Palmer. There is a photo on the page, the caption, Marla Palmer. Marla Palmer and her husband Michael are proud parents of 3 children, Megan, Adam, and Lauren, 2 of whom are blind. Marla also serves as the president of the Utah Parents of Blind Children. The NFB of Utah boasts that it has the best parents division anywhere in the country. This is due to Marla and many other parents in Utah who make it all happen. Ingredients: 2 packages of microwave popcorn, popped according to package directions. 1/2 cup butter, 1/2 cup brown sugar, 1/2 cup white Karo syrup, 1/2 cup sweetened condensed milk. Method: pour popped corn into large bowl, set aside. Cook butter, brown sugar, white Karo syrup, and sweetened condensed milk in the microwave on high for 3 to 5 minutes, until melted and boiling. Stir sauce and pour over popcorn. Mix until sauce coats all the popcorn. Let it cool for about 5 minutes before eating. Willie B's Gumbo by William Black. There is a photo on the page, the caption, William Black. William Black is a 2008 National Scholarship winner. He is the secretary of the Salt Lake chapter of the NFB of Utah. He is currently working on a bachelor's degree in culinary arts at the International Culinary School at the Art Institute of Salt Lake. Willie and his wife Amanda are the proud parents of 2 girls, Erica and Kristen. Ingredients: 3/4 cup vegetable oil, 1 cup bleached all-purpose flour, 2 cups yellow onions, chopped, 1 cup green bell peppers, seeded and chopped, 1/2 cup celery, chopped, 1 teaspoon salt, 1 teaspoon cayenne, 3 bay leaves, 2 teaspoons garlic, minced, 2 tablespoons vegetable oil, 14 ounces boneless, skinless chicken breast, cubed but uncooked, 8 cups chicken stock, Creole seasoning, 1 pound smoked sausage cut crosswise into 1/4-inch thick slices, 1/2 cup green onions, scallions, chopped, green part only, 2 tablespoons fresh parsley leaves, finely chopped, steamed white rice for serving. Method: combine the 3/4 cup oil and flour in a large nonstick saucepan over medium heat. Cook, stirring constantly until the roux mixture is dark brown, the color of chocolate, 30 to 35 minutes. Add the onions, peppers, celery, salt, cayenne, bay leaves, and garlic. Cook the vegetables, stirring often until they are soft and tender, about 10 minutes. Meanwhile, heat 2 tablespoons of oil in a large nonstick skillet. Season chicken with Creole seasoning, recipe below, and when oil is hot, brown the chicken on all sides and remove from pan. Add the stock, cubed chicken, and sausage to the pan with the vegetables. Bring the mixture to a boil, then reduce the heat to medium-low and simmer, uncovered, until the chicken is very tender, about 1 hour. Skim off and discard any fat that rises to the surface of the gumbo. Remove the bay leaves. Stir in the green onions and parsley. Serve immediately in shallow soup bowls over steamed white rice. Creole seasoning ingredients: 2 1/2 tablespoons paprika, 2 tablespoons salt, 2 tablespoons garlic powder, 1 tablespoon black pepper, 1 tablespoon onion powder, 1 tablespoon cayenne pepper, 1 tablespoon dried oregano, 1 tablespoon dried thyme. Method: combine all ingredients thoroughly, store in a tightly covered jar, yields 2/3 of a cup. Vegetable Samosas by Sachin and Margie Pavatran. There is a photo on the page, the caption, Sachin Pavatran addresses the 2007 banquet audience. Sachin Pavatran won the top NFB National Scholarship in 2007. He is the president of the Cache Valley chapter of the NFB of Utah and serves on the board of directors of the NFB of Utah. Margie is the treasurer of the Cache Valley chapter. They are the proud parents of a new baby, Maya Ann. Sachin and Margie chose this recipe because they love Indian food. Sachin was born in India, and this snack is easy to make and very tasty. Sachin became a United States citizen on September 10, 2008. Ingredients: 1 package spring roll pastry, 3 large potatoes, 3/4 cup frozen peas, 1 teaspoon ground coriander, 1 teaspoon ground cumin, 1 small onion, chopped, 2 teaspoons crushed red pepper flakes, 2 tablespoons chopped cilantro, 2 tablespoons lemon juice, 1 tablespoon flour, 1 tablespoon water, oil for frying. Method: boil potatoes until tender, then set aside to cool. Pour water into small bowl with flour and mix until it has a thin, glue-like consistency. Set aside. Chop the potatoes into small, bite-sized pieces. Place them in a medium bowl, then add peas, chopped onions, spices, and lemon juice. Mix everything together. To make samosas, place each sheet of pastry on a cutting board. Lift one corner of the pastry and brush some of the paste on the underside of the corner. Coil it toward the center and press paste side down against the center of the sheet so that it is glued in place. Brush paste on the other corner of that long side of the sheet and coil into a cone, pressing the pasted corner firmly against the back side of the sheet to seal. Hold the cone in one hand and stuff the open end of the samosa with about a tablespoon of filling. Coat the open lip with the flour glue. Fold the edge over. Press to seal. In a deep pan over medium heat, fry 3 samosas at a time on one side until they brown. Then turn them over and fry on the other side. Lift them out of the pan and drain on a paper towel-lined plate to absorb excess oil. You can serve samosas as an appetizer or as part of the main course.